Welcome to Skeptica, where we explore controversial science with leading researchers, thinkers, and their critics. I'm your host, Alex Sakaris, and on this abbreviated episode of Skeptico, I just wanted to pop in and make a couple of announcements and do a little bit of house cleaning Skeptico business. And most of what I have to say centers around the Skeptico forum. With this podcast, I am launching a new version of the Skeptico forum. Jacob, who is the administrator of the old Skeptico forum, has been a long-standing helper of Skeptico, and I much appreciate him very early on in this process contacting me and saying, hey, let me help you out with the forum. But I think it's time to switch over, bring the Skeptico forum over on my server, maybe clean it up a little bit, I hope I've done that, and add a couple little bells and whistles that I found in a new forum app. So hopefully we can make this transition somewhat painless, but it is going to require folks to log into the new Skeptico forum and establish your credentials there and then just start posting away. And we'll leave the old Skeptico forum up for a little while, and then we're going to close off new posts from there and see if we can bring everyone over to the new Skeptico forum. And while we're on the topic of the forum, I wanted to throw open for discussion how we should run the forum in terms of the amount of interaction we should promote between, if you will, skeptics and believers. And I think this has become an issue for me lately, mainly because what I've seen unfolding in the Rupert Sheldrick Wikipedia drama, which I documented a little bit a couple episodes ago, and which I'd encourage you to follow up on with a couple of links to Craig Weiler's updates on what's going on there. Now, for those of you who don't know, Rupert Sheldrick is a Cambridge biologist who has some mildly controversial ideas about this thing called morphic resonance. Well, for whatever reason, he's gained the ire of the skeptical community, if you will, and they've all gotten together and just kind of taken over his Wikipedia page and turned it into a total mess. And when a couple of folks went in there and tried to clean it up and trying to add some other references to give it a more neutral point of view, they just ran them right out of Wikipedia, which I have to say, I predicted and I told these guys that's exactly what it's going to happen, because I think people who are on the outside don't understand the nastiness that goes on inside of certain aspects of the skeptical community and how unrelenting they are in this kind of fanatical point of view. Which brings us back to the Skeptico forum, because ever since this incident has been brought to my attention, I knew it was out there, but I guess when somebody brings it back to your attention, you have a new sensitivity to it. But ever since then, I've kind of looked at the forum differently, and I've asked myself questions about moderation. That is, how much moderation we should add to the forum. What voices should we include in this dialogue, and what voices should we ask to just step aside? And for any of you who've been around controversial forums in general, and in particular the Skeptico forum, you know that that's not an easy question. There are a diversity of opinions, and if you just go stifle everyone's opinion and just start banning everyone, you wind up with no one on the Skeptico forum, which, by the way, I value greatly, and I really appreciate those folks who come to the Skeptico forum and share their ideas. Many folks have told me that it's one of the most intelligent, thoughtful forums that they've encountered on the web. I tend to agree. I've gained so much out of it. If you haven't, I hope you'll take this new opportunity to check it out. And I hope you'll also weigh in on this question that I'm asking, and we're going to make it the first thread in the Skeptico forum, and that is to kind of hash out this question of moderation and what kind of voices do we want to have in this forum. So that's where I'm coming from, but what I really want to hear, of course, are your thoughts on where moderation should take us regarding the Skeptico forum. And the place to do that, of course, is at the new Skeptico forum. If you go to the Skeptico website, skeptiko.com, you'll find a link right there to the new Skeptico forum. Sign in, register, and post away. Tell us what you think. Hopefully we'll have a good exchange that can really steer this project in a direction that will benefit all of us. At least that's my hope. And of course, as always, while you're there at the Skeptico website, be sure to check out all of our previous shows. Subscribe to the show if you haven't already. You can do so on iTunes. I've added an email list you can sign up for where I'll email you updates when the shows come out. And you'll also find all the other usual stuff there, including an email and a Facebook link to me. So thanks for staying with me for this short little house cleaning episode. Thank you for being part of this Skeptico community that I enjoy so much and feel like I've benefited from so much. You're a big part of that for me. So that's going to do it for this episode. As promised, have a series of interviews coming up on a very interesting topic, I think, UFO and consciousness and its overlap with NDEs and other spiritually transformative experiences. I think you'll enjoy all that, and I hope you'll stick around for it. So do take care, and bye for now.